The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. On Thursday, I did something that I usually do not do until Saturday night. I completed my sermon. We had our annual convention of the Episcopal Church in Connecticut Friday and Saturday, so I was extra motivated to get my sermon done ahead of time. I used the story of Hannah and her willingness to bear all of her pain and frustration and broken expectations before God as an example of what we can do with our brokenness. I connected Hannah's story to another mother who experiences sort of a miracle birth, who you might be thinking of every time you look at a Starbucks cup, despite the lack of snowflakes, to Mary, the mother of Jesus, because both Hannah and Mary exemplify this very awareness that they are beloved. When Mary is greeted by the angel, the angel says, "Favored one," and she believes that she is favored. She believes in her belovedness. And so often, that sense of our own belovedness is lacking. I completed this sermon Thursday, and it was pretty good. And then Paris happened. 129 dead, 200 wounded, half of which are in critical condition. Suicide bomb blasts in Beirut, 41 dead. A suicide bomb in Baghdad during a funeral procession, 26 dead. And I regret to say that I only learned last night that a shooting at a university in Kenya killed 147 people. All just in the last few days. These are certainly dark days. No one can look at these events that have so far killed 350 people and not regrettably affirm that this world is broken. And with all of the political positioning happening from every single presidential candidate to everyone else, we must first take time to simply lament. We pray for the victims. We share in that tremendous grief. They may not be present and may not never know that we share in that grief, but if we are to move on for the sake of this world and for the sake of God's mission of reconciliation to this world and with this world, we must first empathize with others' pain. Listen to their lamentation, not only with our ears, but with our hearts. For anyone who has been through any majorly devastating life event, the loss of a child, the inability to conceive a child, the dissolution of a marriage, an emotional or physical trauma, these things truly do break us. Some people say, well, God doesn't give us more than we can handle. Well, I've heard that too many times from extended family members and other people, and I completely disagree. At least I disagree with the premise, which is basically the equivalent of saying, oh, it's not so bad. No, it is so bad. It is so bad. It is more than I can handle. I am broken. The truth, as I was reminded at the annual convention this weekend, is that life does not give us what we expect. God does not give us what we expect. And sometimes that broken expectation is its own kind of brokenness. And realizing that, living that, those broken expectations, can be really, truly painful. It is the kind of pain that Hannah felt as she yearned for purpose in her life, which for her, at this part in her life, in her cultural context, was bearing a child for her husband. She dreamed of a different life than she got. Our lives are not exactly as we think they should be, nor are they what they could be. The world is not as it should be. The world is broken. And yet, God's dream is somehow at hand. The world is broken, and yet God's dream is somehow at hand. Now, Jesus warns his disciples, nations shall rise up against nation. There will be all sorts of devastation and war, but these signs are not the end. They do not mark the end. They are but the beginning of birth pangs. The arrival of the end will not be frightening. It will look quite the opposite, really. The end will look like Jesus coming back. That is what Jesus is getting to. The end will look like the entire world, the entire cosmos, reconciled. Jesus says that when it's bad and it's broken, it's not over. When it's bad and it's broken, it is still not over. So keep awake, Jesus says. Not because you might miss his triumphant return. Trust me, you won't. But because you might miss an opportunity now to participate in this return. Jesus compares this whole thing to birthing a child. And in making that comparison, Jesus invites us to be midwives. Midwives of the kingdom of God. God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus calls us to be midwives. So we can't go and put our phones on silent and get away from that and just say, no, not right now. We are on call. We are Christians on call for the coming birth of God's kingdom come. The world is broken, but we are beloved. The victims of these recent shootings and bombings are beloved. The perpetrators of these recent shootings and bombings are beloved of God. Everyone is God's beloved. But that's not good enough. Because those aware of their own belovedness need to act on that sense. So right now, just look at someone and say, you are beloved. Just say it a couple times. I'll turn my back and you can do it. And just, you are beloved. Say it to somebody. You are beloved. Louder. Come on, everybody. Say it to somebody. Turn around. Look at somebody. Say, you are beloved. And now say, I am beloved. That was louder. That's very telling. You've got to practice that here because that's what we take out there the other 6 days of the week. Both in how we talk to people and how we treat people. Who has heard of, just changing subject majorly here, who has heard of kintsugi? And I think I'm saying that right. Good. Kintsugi is a Japanese form of art in which they take broken pieces of pottery and piece them back together. But to do so, they use a lacquer that is dusted or mixed with powdered gold. So what you get in the end is what once was this beautiful piece of pottery that's been shattered, put back together, and all of the brokenness is filled with shining, shimmering gold. These golden cracks shine and shimmer and signal that brokenness does not have the last word. The philosophy of this art form is that cracks and faults create something beautiful. That we are whole people with our brokenness and with the parts that aren't broken. We are whole people. We are beloved, all of it. Because the world is a broken place. Every bomb blast, every shooting, every senseless act of violence is another piece of pottery shattered on the floor. And we, along with the rest of our Christian sisters and brothers, along with our Muslim sisters and brothers, along with our Jewish sisters and brothers, and everyone else who is willing to step out and say, I am beloved and so are you, so let's figure this out together, we are on call by our Creator to do something about all of this brokenness. And it's not good enough. It's not good enough to steer clear of the pottery section altogether. It's not enough to not create more brokenness. We have the opportunity, the responsibility, to be midwives of God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven with God. We are called to be midwives of the kingdom of God. Keep awake. There are opportunities every day with every person we encounter to do this work. We will have ways to participate as we have in the past at St. James's, but it is not all about St. James's. We have begun doing all kinds of work. We've begun to make it possible for refugees from Syria to find a new home in the United States. We're in the beginning processes of that, as you've probably heard. Get involved. We have avenues in place to feed those who need food. Take part. We have this place, this community, to come and pray and play, to bring your friends and families and strangers, neighbors. But don't let this place be where you stop. Because we are Christians always on call. So keep awake. Our world, or the world around us, might be falling apart. But in Jesus, even our nightmares are turned into the dream God has for us. And God's dream is surely at hand. Amen.